Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sometimes I get distracted, and that's my fault. I would say that's one of my flaws as a sports talk radio host. But sometimes, Rob, I get glimpses into the way that the text line thinks, and sometimes I understand why there is a disconnect. So in the commercial that I did for Gates, I was talking about how I used the Gates seasoning on my eggs today when I was cooking. Someone, I don't know if they were going back and listening to the show. I don't know if it was playing during the commercial break. I wasn't really paying attention. And the gentleman texted in, "CDOT, what? You put seasoning on your eggs? Come on, my guy. What are you doing? Rob, is this a Two Americas thing? Rob, you don't put seasoning on your eggs? Nah, Rob, don't try to now fake work. Hold on here. I'm saying is, let's say that you, and we'll get to the Chiefs. This is important. You telling me that tomorrow you decide that you're going to make breakfast for your wife. Hey, babe, you know what? I want to make sure that you have three balanced meals today. I'm going to make you some bacon, eggs, and toast. So you get up, and I don't know how she likes her eggs. I like my eggs, like, over hard, you know? You don't put seasoning in the eggs? I'm abnormal for putting seasoning in there? You're not spicing up, giving it a little flavor? And I'm not just talking about salt and pepper. I mean, like, you're not putting no seasoning in the eggs? That don't sound crazy?
It depends. For me personally, I can't speak for everyone on the text line. I can only speak for me. It depends on the type of egg I'm having. Because sometimes I'll make, like, a fried egg. You know, the healthiest way to eat an egg. Just fry it. And I'll put it, like, on a burger. Or I'll have it as part of breakfast. And I'm going to put a Cholula or some hot sauce or a ketchup and mustard if it's on a burger on there. So I don't need to season the egg on top of that.
But folks, I'm really quick. I'm sorry to cut you off. People are saying I only use salt and pepper. I would say the salt and pepper are a seasoning. Now, I mean, I use some different flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, I might put a little, you know, I might put a little Mrs. Dash on the eggs from time to time. I might put a little onion powder on there from time to time. I'm just saying, we just out here raw dogging eggs?
I think salt and pepper is an obvious, and then from there is where people can or can't get weird. But salt and pepper is like that's the baseline requirement.
Yeah, the dude said salt on your eggs like I was crazy. Like that was an abnormal activity. Like that was a wild person for having this thing. I'm putting salt, pepper, and a little bit of seasoning on the eggs every single time I eat them. I got to give them a little bit of flavor. I just thought that was normal, but he made me feel self-conscious. Like maybe I was weird that I'm putting a little seasoning on the eggs.
I do think it really matters, too, like how you're cooking the eggs here. Like when you're,
I don't care how I'm cooking the eggs. I'm putting the seasoning in it every single time.
Salt and pepper, yes. But people are saying, oh, I put Cajun seasoning in my eggs. You're telling me you're having over medium eggs with Cajun seasoning? I don't believe that.
Okay, I'm every time. When I'm cooking it up and I'm chefing it up, I'm sprinkling every single time. I'm making sure I got the flavor. I'm starting to understand why the text line moves the way that they move.
Did you season when you're making an omelet?
Do you not understand? Every time I'm making eggs, I'm putting a little bit of seasoning in there.
Let me rephrase. I don't count salt and pepper as seasoning. I know it is seasoning, but that's the baseline. Do you go above and beyond the baseline when you're making an omelet?
Rob, are you not? Dude, am I talking to myself here? I don't understand what's happening here. If I'm cooking eggs, I'm putting a little bit of seasoning inside the eggs to give it the necessary flavor. That's why the text line is so angry. You're living a flavorless life. That's why. It's starting to make sense. Now I see why you guys hate Red Lobster so much. Because you go in there, you get that infusion of flavor and it's hitting your mouth. And you don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. You've never grown up with all of these spices and flavors. How did y'all go take over another country to take over all their spices and seasonings, and now you don't use them? Doesn't make any sense. All right, Rob. Move forward. Let's calm down. Let's talk about the Chiefs. I still think the Chiefs are going to make the postseason. I can acknowledge that I believe the Chiefs, my belief in the Chiefs is much more off of what they've done than what they have did, if that makes any sense. It is much more based off of what they've done in the past, in the history, and them still believing that that team is still in there somewhere. But I guess a couple of different things. The number one and number two people that need to figure this out are Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. That is where it starts. That is the foundation. The reason that the Chiefs have been able to build a dynasty and build the most solid foundation of any team in the National Football League, it starts because of them. They have an overwhelming advantage at head coach. They have an overwhelming advantage at quarterback. So you go into most games feeling great because of it. Their power structure, those two individuals, I'm sorry, they have let the Chiefs down so far this season. Whether it is abandoning the run, whether it is mistakes in the red zone, they have been at the center of a lot of the problems with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm not saying this is fair or unfair, but I'm just telling you how we as a society discuss sports. I know that we talk about context and, oh, well, this thing happened. That's not really how we remember things. If the Chiefs miss the playoffs, the person whose legacy is going to wear it is the quarterback. The same way that Mahomes has been able to become one of the most famous people in America based off of the success of the Kansas City Chiefs, he will also be the face of the disappointment that they could quite possibly miss the playoffs. And if they miss the playoffs, it is going to be embarrassing for a big reason because of the who they are missing the playoffs to. There's 7 playoff spots. There's room for the Chiefs to grab a couple of them, but if they miss the playoffs, it will be because Jacksonville was better than them. If they miss the playoffs, it will be because they couldn't figure out a way to have a better record than the Houston Texans. You guys have laughed and called me Charger Dot for the last 4 or 5 years. The Chargers could be one of the biggest reasons on why the Chiefs stay home and miss the playoffs this season. So I'm not ready to completely throw this season away. But we are looking at the most important stretch of the Chiefs during the Mahomes regular season portion. These next 10, 11 days, however long it is between now and the close of business on Thanksgiving, this is the most important stretch for the Chiefs in a very, very long time. They need to win both of these games. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had Mahomes on the show, and I think it was they were 0-2, and we asked him if he thought the 0-3 game was must-win. And he said, I don't look at regular season games as must-win. They don't have that luxury anymore. All of these games are now must-win, every single one of them. Now, sure, they don't got to go undefeated the rest of the way, but they don't have a lot of room for error anymore. They've lost all of that room for error. Kelce bobbled it in the Eagles game. It got blocked with the extra point with Harrison Butker. Mahomes threw it away in the Jacksonville game or in the Broncos game. A lot of their margin for error and room to figure things out, that time's over. It's the middle of November. They're 500. There's not that much time left in the NFL regular season. They have 7 games left. Now, I think the good thing about this is a majority of, if not all of their important games, are at home. All of them. The Colts game is a home game. The Broncos, the Chargers later in the season, Houston.
Houston is now one of the most important games for them for the season. We didn't think it was going to be, but the Houston game is very important. Houston could potentially be a wild card team. So if you want to find the pathway for the Chiefs making the postseason, it's really not that hard to find. It starts with you got to start taking care of business in the AFC. Right now, the Chiefs are 2-4 in the AFC. You've got to start winning AFC games. You also have a losing record in the division. The Chiefs are 1-2 in the division, and the two losses that they have are against the two good teams in the division. Now, you got your opportunity to get them on the get back. You lost in Brazil. You lost in Denver. So you got the chance to get the get back. Somebody earlier asked the question, if Kansas City needs to play their A game down the stretch, I don't believe they need to play their A game. The Chiefs just got to get back to finding their identity and eliminating mistakes. The Chiefs have been the best team in the NFL over the last 5 to 6 seasons at taking your mistake, using it against you, and ultimately beating you with your mistake. Whether it was the AFC Championship game and you push Patrick Mahomes when he's out of bounds and now you create a winning field goal scenario for the Kansas City Chiefs, we can find countless number of examples of how the Chiefs have been able to capitalize off one physical mistake, one mental mistake, and how the Chiefs have been able to take advantage of that and then use that to beat you in advance and get to where they want to go. Right now, they find themselves in the situation because they have been the team to commit those mistakes. It's been an interception. It's been a penalty. It's been a special teams blunder. So for the Chiefs, the message has to be simple. We used to laugh when Romeo Crennel would say this, play good football. It's really that simple. They don't need to play perfect football. They don't need to be the best team in the league over the next 7 weeks. What they need to do is stop shooting themselves in the foot. This is too disciplined of a football team. This is too well-coached of a football team. This is too experienced of a football team to continue to lose games the way that they have so far in the first 11 weeks of the season. This is a team that has played in the biggest games in the history of the sport. This is the same nucleus that had a chance to do something that no team in the history of major college football has ever done, and the National Football League. They had a chance to win 3 straight Super Bowls. So that same nucleus, the same people who were featured on the television show about how great they were in their pursuit of excellence, you now got to prove to yourself, you got to prove to the rest of the NFL over the next 7 weeks that you were still that team that we talked about for the last 5 years or so. If you missed it, Jeff Saturday was on the show earlier today. We'll play that for you coming up in about 15 minutes. But Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington's Always Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era. Well, Carrington, the non-Chiefs top story of the day in Kansas City is it's Darren Peterson, who is not playing tonight with a hamstring injury. Jeff Goodman on the field of 68 with the latest.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
Now, Carrington, first things first, you and I were both wrong. We thought Darren Peterson was being load managing. Turns out he was hurt.
But to be honest, it had all the symptoms of load managing. He played in the Carolina game. He was practicing. And then magically, he wasn't playing in the exhibition scrimmage that they had at Allen Fieldhouse. So it had a lot of load management energy. I was wrong. It is not load management. You would not load manage for the game against Duke. Not at all. Not with the NBA scouts are there. I mean, it's Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State at Madison Square Garden. Every NBA team is going to have a pro scout there. You're not a good NBA team if you don't have a scout in New York today. We're talking about the number one and number two overall pick we thought we're going to play in these games today. So the stars are going to be out today. So yeah, you would not load manage in this game. So it's not even about that anymore. This is the question. When is Darren Peterson going to play? Because we all want to see him. Like, I know I was calling him Darren Porter Jr. earlier, and I do see some irony in the fact of when Missouri had their number one recruit and then he left with an injury. Oh, the jokes were flying. Now Darren's out for a little bit now. But yeah, so but you know what? When ain't I talk about that? When is Darren coming back? Now, obviously, I don't know his body. I can't answer for it. But I would say KU has a home basketball game in 2 weeks. It is a home game against UConn. They have a couple of games. They play today. They go to Vegas and they play. They play Notre Dame, Syracuse. I think they get one more other guaranteed game. I don't think that Darren Peterson is playing 3 games in 3 days. That just doesn't sound very smart to me if you are coming off a hamstring injury. I think he will obviously be there in Vegas. I do not expect him to play in those games. But coming up in a couple of weeks, they have a Tuesday game against UConn, and they play against Missouri on Saturday. Now, maybe this is me just being hopeful because I want Darren Peterson to play. The last thing that I want is an asterisk whenever Missouri starts a winning streak against Kansas. We dusted you last year, and the plan is to do it again. That's the plan. The plan is to do it again. So I want everybody there. I want everybody. I want Darren Peterson there. I want David Booth there. I want Travis. I want everybody associated with KU basketball in attendance when Missouri hangs a 100 spot on this KU team coming up in a couple of weeks. So I want Darren Peterson back on the floor. So that's the question. How do we get him back on the floor, ready to play Missouri in 3 weeks? That's all I care about.
Number two.
Rob, go ahead and sell your tickets, man. Go ahead and sell your season tickets, man.
I did get out of the Princeton game
before.
Yeah,
I bet you did.
I get out of the Princeton game
before. I'm going to go ahead and get out of that UConn game early. Just go ahead and save yourself. You know you're going to be mad if you don't play against UConn. You've been trying to play it cool so far to all of these injuries. I know you've been trying to play it cool. You will be upset if Darren Peterson is not on the court for the UConn game. You will be upset.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Because to date, and the games I think he will miss going forward, he missed Green Bay. He missed a half of Green Bay. Excuse me. He played 24 minutes.
That's his first real game at Allen Fieldhouse.
I didn't care about going to the Green Bay game. Whatever. He missed the Fort Hays State game. No disrespect to Fort Hays State. I cared even less about that game. The games he has coming up, he played in Chapel Hill. He will now not play tonight in New York. He didn't play against Corpus Christi. You know I sold my tickets for Corpus Christi. That's I'm not getting out of bed for Corpus Christi.
I don't even know where Corpus Christi is.
Exactly. But then after Vegas, after New York, if it's UConn at home, those are the games I have season tickets for.
Yeah, I'm with
that. That's why I pay the premium.
Yeah.
That's why I donate to the NIL fund. That's why I do the things I'm doing. And if I go to the game against UConn and it's Cole Rosario against UConn, I'm going to feel a little bit of a way.
I understand. I'm with you.
And I have purchased tickets. I am headed to T-Mobile Center on the Sunday of the Chiefs and Texans game.
I will be there too.
I mean,
I'm going to be there regardless if Darren Peterson is there or not.
I mean,
but I really want Darren Peterson to be there.
My tickets are bought, so I will feel the same way. But you know, it doesn't have a lot of the rivalry will add juice. But watching El Marco Jackson take on Trent Pierce does not move me the same way that Darren Peterson does. This is why people buy tickets. They buy tickets for the stars.
You want to see the best players? No, I understand.
People don't go to movies for the fourth guy on the list. No one's going to be like, hey, what's the top movie? No one's going to go to Running Man because Coleman Domingo's in the movie. You're going because of Glenn Powell.
I don't know why Coleman Domingo had to catch that straight. He's a great actor.
He is. No one goes to movies for him. They go to movies for Glenn Powell.
I get it. I understand. I don't know why you had to do that, though, to Coleman Domingo. Fantastic actor. I don't know. It felt unnecessary to me. That's what it felt like. It felt very, very unnecessary to me. Are you confident in the Chiefs? Somebody told me this, and I can't remember who it was. It might have been Speck. Might have said this. I think we get a story out of the Chiefs locker room Thursday or Friday about the mood inside the locker room. This is one of the few times I think you could get a sense of panic from the Chiefs. I think you can get a sense of panic from the Chiefs. The Chiefs have, they have operated on a plane above everybody for the last 5 to 6 years. I think in some ways, I would say everybody has kind of had this opinion. Everybody has had one of two opinions when it comes to the Chiefs. It worked in 2022, so it's going to work now. It's worked in the past. We've done it this way. We have always done it this way. So because it worked then, it is going to work now. I also think the Chiefs have operated in a sense of some of the truths about the National Football League, they don't apply to them. You know the saying, if you are not trying to get better, if you are staying stagnant, then you are regressing in a lot of ways. The Chiefs this offseason, they didn't really make a lot of moves, I would say, to get better outside of Josh Simmons. They didn't really try to get better at running back. They didn't really try to get better on defensive line. They didn't really try to get better at corner or linebacker. The Chiefs stayed largely the same, chose continuity, and that is all fine and dandy when it works. And it worked in 2020. The Chiefs had to run it back. They stood on the podium and said, we're going to bring it back. And I think a lot of that was COVID related. And they ended up running it back and they were phenomenal and ran through the regular season. I think the Chiefs tried to do that same plan twice, and now they find themselves here. So a lot of the Chiefs' feeling, I think, has been historically, we have always figured it out. Okay, and I think the public is giving them that benefit of the doubt that they'll figure it out. I also think there's some hard truths about football and what you need to do to win, and I think in some ways the Chiefs have just kind of operated like that doesn't apply to us. I mean, the running back thing, I will continue to bang this drum. It was the most obvious thing to see all offseason. It was staring right there. Their run game wasn't good last year. And their entire plan this offseason was based off Isaiah Pacheco returning back to form. They didn't have a plan B. They didn't have anything. So some of the problems I think the Chiefs kind of set themselves up for, and they didn't have the foresight to look down the road where, what if an injury happens? What if this thing goes wrong? And here we are now. They're 5-5, and it's go time now. I don't want to hear if they lose on Sunday, oh, well, it was the Colts Super Bowl. Nah, man. It's the Chiefs Super Bowl, too. If the Chiefs want to make the playoffs, I'm not saying it is impossible if they lose to the Colts, but again, you're running out of time. That's another AFC loss against a contending team. You just don't have much more ground to lose those kind of games. So, yeah, the Chiefs can lose a game, maybe two. But I think to your point earlier, you said this, Rob. I mean, we all knew how important this stretch was for the Chiefs. They are in danger of losing all of those games. They had Buffalo, Denver, and Indianapolis, three of the best teams in the National Football League, three contenders in the AFC. They lost the game to Buffalo. They went on the road and they lost the game to Denver. Losing the game to the Indianapolis Colts, at some point, some of that goodwill, some of that benefit of the doubt that you have built up, it just goes away, and this could potentially be the game where that happens if they lose on Sunday to the Colts.
And that's why we disagree on the running back thing, but that doesn't really matter. I don't want to hear about the Chiefs Super Bowl thing. I'm with you. The Chiefs are in the midst of their most important stretch of games, and they have stumbled coming out of the block. I remember 2 weeks ago we talked about you have a chance to undo all the bad you did in the first 3 weeks of the season. They haven't undone it. They've done the exact same thing. They opened the season with AFC West rival, NFC East, you know, Super Bowl contender. They went 0-2. The Chiefs, the last 2 weeks, have played AFC Super Bowl contender, AFC West rival. They're 0-2. Now, you're going to have to beat the Colts. And I know we all discount the Colts because of Daniel Jones, but and I know Patrick Mahomes on this show said there's no such thing as a regular season must win. If you lose the Colts and you're sub-500 heading into Thanksgiving, the conversation about missing the postseason will get louder and louder and louder, and it is a real problem for this team. So I believe in them. I think they can get it done, but they have definitely stubbed their toe coming out of the blocks in this home stretch, and it doesn't inspire a ton of confidence.
Coming up on the other side, we had Jeff Saturday of ESPN on the show. He played for the Indianapolis Colts. He works for ESPN. We recap the game against the Broncos and also look ahead to Sunday's matchup against the Colts. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Earlier today, we had Jeff Saturday of ESPN on the show, and our conversation started with usually the Chiefs are when the game is close in the final 4 minutes. They are the one that makes the plays to win the game. That was not the case on Sunday. It was the Broncos that made the winning plays.
Yeah. And listen, man, I think honestly, we kind of fell in love last year with all the Chiefs wins and in the massive ways they came back and made things happen. And whether it's blocking kicks or, you know, big plays at the end. And I want to say they were 11-0, 11-1 maybe last year, and they're 0-4, I believe, this year. And I part of that is just regressing, you know, to the mean, right? Like it happens, right? It's tough in the NFL for things to go your way. But I will tell you, man, as I watched the game, like Denver got after them, and I was shocked a bit because I think I had the expectation you did. Like I thought the Chiefs after the Bills lost, you know, that they'd come back a little bit, for lack of a better term, angry about and look a little bit different. And I just felt like, especially a division opponent who's leading the division, you know, it's time to start making your way here. And I just felt like they just didn't respond the same way. But there's some things that I've been saying that I've been made mocked at work, you know, here at ESPN about. I just don't see some of the things that I've seen in the past, you know, I just don't see. I don't see their run game being nearly as effective or physical than it has in the past. And I know, you know, Andy Reid's never been identified as a big, you know, run-heavy guy. But typically, as seasons go on, they get more efficient and more physical, and he actually dials it up a little bit more. I haven't really seen – I've seen Mahomes, like the clock in his head is sped up. Like you see kind of decisions that he's making, he feels hurried. And it may not necessarily be the rush every time, but it's the threat of the rush where he's been hit. So just some things that you see. And then, like you said, on the defensive side, man, they're not quite closing it out, right? You have expectations that it's going to be a Chris Jones, you know, slap rip. And all of a sudden he's taking the QB down or whatever it is. And for whatever reason, they just haven't put it all together yet.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday of ESPN. He played for the Colts. We'll get to their matchup against the Colts here coming up in just a little bit. A lot of the conversation that I've seen from the national level has been about the aura of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they lost some of that when they got beat the way that they lost in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, and I think you've just seen it eroding over time. To hear Sean Payton say that the Chiefs are a first-half team, given some of the comebacks I've seen from them, was just a very telling thing. Do you believe that? Do you think the Chiefs still have that aura, or do you think it's gone?
No, I think it's like anything, right? Like as teams around you get better in your division, right? You saw the Chargers start off with a win. Now you've seen the Broncos, right? You've seen the Jags. To your point, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And as good as they have been, throughout the years, I think part of that is just teams feeling like they catch up. And when your division opponents catch up with you, that kind of shows your hand to the league, right? So when they're walking away with these AFC West and no one's even coming close to them, you feel a little bit different. And to your point, I think people feel like they're closing the gap. And look, man, let's be real about this thing. Like, the Chiefs have played a lot of football, man. I mean, like whole extra seasons, you know what I mean, with all the playoff games that they played. They played in some massive games, and everybody's giving them their best shot. This is not a team that typically does a lot of noon starts, right? These are going to be prime time big games. Circle it on your schedule if you're the opposing team. And I think all of those things kind of play into vulnerability for a team. But again, you don't ever write off Mahomes. You don't write off Reed. Spags does a great job. I think they just. Their key, their big players got to start making some plays in big moments.
I've been calling these teams the new money teams. How the AFC has been dominated. It's been Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Those have been the top three teams. It's a little bit different this year. Kansas City's a little bit down. The Ravens have certainly played better of late, but we're talking about a 500 team. The Bills are in second place in their division. Out of those new money teams, so Indianapolis, Denver, and New England, which one of those teams do you believe in the most?
Oh, that's a great question. I would probably say the Colts right now. And I think with their explosiveness on offense, Steichen's done a great job with Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor, man, is playing an MVP season. Anytime that you can run the ball the way they've been able to run it and then spread the ball around, whether that's Pierce, whether that's Pittman, whether that's Warren, Josh Downs, again, getting the ball back out to JT in the flats, letting him make plays. And they're getting better on defense. They're kind of a stingy team, and they've been able to put points on just about everybody. And the one game that they really played, I would say they kind of laid an egg against the Steelers. And that was, the offensive line played bad, right? Their tackles got pushed around. They got a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones, strip sacks, all those kinds of things, interceptions. But for you, when you look at them, I think they're a very complete football team that if they're playing to a high level, they're a tough to beat. And then after that, I would say probably the Pats and then the Broncos. The Pats, Drake May is playing, freaking lights out. Vrabel's got their defense playing much better. And early in the season, they were giving up explosive plays on that defensive side. They've tightened up. So all three of those teams, and Denver's got the best defense to me probably in the league. Anytime you get the best defense, man, you got a shot in every game. And so I would say Knicks is probably a little more, errant. He can throw a wild one every now and then. So you would say it, you'd kind of stack it that way. But I think all three of those teams are very legitimate competitors and all have a shot to take it deep into February.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday for a couple more minutes here. Jeff, let's transition to the Colts. You just mentioned them. I feel like the big question with the Colts really comes down to Daniel Jones and his ability to protect the football. That was an issue for him in New York. It's been an issue with him so far in Indianapolis. When he protects the football, he really gives him a chance. But I feel like there's a portion of NFL fans that are kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop with him.
100%. And I think these are the prove it games, right? Is when you go play the Chiefs and it's a must win for the Chiefs and you got to go up and show, but it feels like a playoff game. And it's, how does he respond? And I have seen Daniel Jones when he was in New York, when he's going through the playoffs and he's, you know, he's using his legs, he's taking care of the ball, he's playing as efficiently as he as anybody, and he's tough to beat. I think Steichen has done a really good job kind of controlling the narrative, making sure he doesn't believe that he has to play his best football for them to win, right? He can just be a quarterback and put the right guys in the right position. He's got the guys around him that can make him look good and make him, you know, and let him make plays. Don't force it, right? Let the game kind of come to you. Cutcliffe, who was his coach at Duke, is there, and I think he's done a good job of just helping him in the building. And so, you know, I like the way it's set up. I think from Daniel Jones' perspective, he's kind of got the same Sam Darnold and you know, that thing is what happens in big moments. But, I mean, all you can go is on how he's played in this system, and he's been pretty effective other than that in that Steelers game, in my opinion. And again, that one I kind of attribute not only to him but to the offensive line as well.
That was our conversation with Jeff Saturday. If you missed any part of it, be sure to check it out on the podcast page. Got a chance to catch up with him. He's with ESPN. He also played with the Colts. Tonight, we got the Champions Classic coming up in college basketball. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Rob, I am trying to figure out the next show that I am going to start. I started watching the first two episodes of Breaking Bad because the Monday night game was so terrible yesterday. But I don't know if I'm ready for the Breaking Bad rewatch. I don't know if I'm ready. This is the shows that I have it down to. Yellowstone. So many people have talked about it. I'm very curious. What's that show? I know it's on Paramount Plus. It's like Mayor of Boomtown or whatever.
Mayor of Kingston?
Yeah, that's it, with Kyle Chandler. I'm thinking about that. Those are probably two. There's also this other show. It's called Godfather of Harlem with, I can't think of the guy's name on top of my head, but those are the three that I'm thinking about.
Is that the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's Bumpy Johnson, yeah.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. It was getting there. It was like right there, and I just couldn't figure it out. But yeah, with Forrest Whitaker, I would say that those right now are the three that I am thinking about starting.
I would tell you, I have not seen the Forrest Whitaker show, so I'll put that one to the side for a minute.
I watched it a while ago. I watched like the first season of it during COVID. I did like it. I just didn't finish it.
I will tell you this. Mayor Kingston, I believe they're starting season 3 or 4 now, versus Yellowstone. One is a much larger time investment. So I don't want to scare you away from Yellowstone because I watched the first couple seasons of Yellowstone and I enjoyed it.
A lot of folks are saying Tulsa King.
Tulsa King is good. I really like Landman. Landman's one season. They just started season 2. I would go Landman ahead of Yellowstone.
Okay. Isn't that a spinoff? Am I going to understand Landman?
It's the same director, same writing group, but it's a completely independent story that does not connect at all to Yellowstone.
Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton's in it.
Yeah, I knew that. That's all I know. All I know is Billy Bob Thornton is in it.
By the way, the text line is basically suggesting all the show. Tulsa King and Landman are very similar. Mayor Kingston's very good. I do like Yellowstone. It's a big time investment by you to.
How long is it?
I think they're on like 6 or 7 seasons now.
Let me see.
This is like, if you're selling me no for Breaking Bad,
I've seen it before. It's not that I don't want to watch Breaking Bad. It's just that I've already seen it before. So like my fever to watch it is just not like because I already know what's going to happen.
Actually, put Better Call Saul on your list. The fact you haven't
seen only 53 episodes of Yellowstone. Is it over? Are they done with Yellowstone?
I believe they're done.
This isn't that bad.
53 hour-long episodes is a commitment.
I mean, I watched The Sopranos earlier this year.
That's true. It was also June. We had a lot less going on.
You know, I was zooming through that show. I was zooming through. I recently watched, it's been a while. I don't know why it took me so long to watch this. Have you watched the Osama bin Laden documentary on Netflix?
No, but everyone I've talked to raves about it. I need to watch it.
It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Like, legitimately, for a story that we all think we know, and a story that we obviously all live through, it is an incredible. I mean, like, edge of my seat. Rob, they had the person in it that was the first one to tell George W. Bush about the planes being, like, they had everybody.
You mean the guy from the elementary school who leaned over that?
They had him in the documentary telling the story of when he told them. They had the guy who shot Osama bin Laden was in the documentary telling you the story.
I need to see it.
I'm telling you, it was incredible. Two thumbs up. It was fantastic. If you haven't seen, I'm telling you, trust me. The American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden, it is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
And does it chronicle the whole story, like through his, when they kill him, or is it just the 9/11? Okay.
Until they put him in the ocean.
Yeah. I was just curious. Like, if it was like a 9/11, I definitely need to see it.
I mean, I'm sure there's some super important stuff. Text like, oh, well, they didn't put this. I don't know, but I'm just telling you what I saw was incredible. Someone said, what about Homeland? What's Homeland? I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
I don't know anything about Homeland. I do know someone on the text line says Reacher. If you haven't watched Reacher, Reacher's very fun.
That's on Amazon Prime, right?
It's Amazon Prime. Yeah, Amazon it's like Prime. A action detective like comedy. It's enjoyable.
I can live with that. All right. I mean, I'm going to watch a show at some point. I'm actually kind of proud of what I did this year watching shows. I'm proud. I went back and I watched Sopranos, and I went back and I finished House of Cards.
But you finished House of Cards? Like,
I got to the last season and I was mentally over the show. I really did not like. I hate getting to the point where if I start to hate watch a show, I'm out. I don't want to do that. Remember when I was watching Prison Break and then it just got stupid?
To be fair, I warned you about Prison Break. It's 2 seasons and done. It's really I'm one season.
Yeah,
done.
There was like a clear part in Prison Break where the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, wait, hold on. He's going back to jail. He has escaped from another prison. Like, okay, this is dumb. Like, what are we doing there?
With the same characters all go back into prison together.
It was, I couldn't do it. I was out. I quit. I think I quit like season 4. I couldn't participate in that. Are you excited for tonight?
I mean, I like basketball. I think Cameron Boozer has a chance to be a star in the league. So I'm excited for that regard, but my team's about to get thumped tonight, so not really. Okay. It's going to be like 80-65. There'll be a moment in the second half where they cut it to like 7 sure. and all believe. And
you just
then
want, you just want to watch KU play hard?
There's going to be the under 12, and they're going to have gone on a run to cut it to 6, and I'm going to believe, and then Cameron Boozer's going to happen. I know what's happening
tonight.
Yeah,
I'm pulling for you.
No, really, you're not. You're not pulling for me tonight. That's a lie. Don't lie to
I'm
me.
Pulling for you. I didn't say I was pulling for them. I said I'm pulling for you. You're my guy. I don't know them. I know you. I'm pulling for you. FanDuel got a boost for us tonight?
Probably the Cameron Boozer boost.
Yeah, I'll happily take a 20-10 boost today. I'll happily take that. I got something to root for. All right, back tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.